Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is unusual love, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 1. Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. For a few days we've been looking at the life of David and trying to see how God's help played out practically in his life. Because, like we always say, the Bible is a book of possibilities, these instances from David's life should give us confidence that God will do the same for us. One of the ways the help of God can play out in the life of a person is by making others love them unusually. In our anchor scripture, the Bible records that Jonathan loved David as his own soul. It was unusual. He set eyes on David and just loved him. So much so that he went against his own father further down in that scripture to save David's life. I have had encounters where people, as if out of nowhere, developed deep interest and love towards me and went out of their way to do good to me. This is one of the ways God can help a man. Because of Jonathan's love for David, David was protected from death many times. There is nothing in scripture to suggest that David did anything spectacular for Jonathan, for the love to have grown. It was God's help. Remember, the Bible says the heart of man is in the hands of God and he can turn it in whichever direction he pleases. God can raise men who will love you for no reason. Men that will be able to give you information that will cause you to be exempted from evil, or men that will be able to make the atmosphere conducive for your lifting. I was told the story of a young undergraduate in a university somewhere in the west of Nigeria. At the time the story was set, there was fighting going on in that area where her school was located. The fighting became so fierce that students had to flee the hostel. This lady fled the hostel and found herself in a market, and it was night. Unknown to her, the market was a ritual zone where humans were killed and their body parts sold to evil people who engaged in such business. Now, she was going through that market when suddenly out of nowhere, a man appeared, took her by the hand, spoke to her sternly, telling her, "No matter what you see, do not look shocked. Just stay quiet and follow me." She went with him and he took her through the market where she saw body parts being sold. He led her through that market until she got to safety, and then he turned and went back. God put unusual compassion in a stranger's heart for this girl's sake, and he made sure she left the danger zone she had stumbled into alive. She did nothing to warrant this love or compassion. God just helped her. My dear listeners, God can help you by compelling people to do you good. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, this morning we ask that people will do us good. People will love us because your help is upon us. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.